Hello, welcome. I'm Katie Cady, your host for the Radiate Confidence Summit. I'm a self-image and confidence coach. I work with women to help them build their confidence so that they can not only love themselves, but also feel free to be themselves. Today, we have Anaya Sophia with us. Anaya is an author and a mystic and an initiator of sexual marriage. She leads workshops around the world on awakening soulful sexual healing and sacred sexual union. She's a wellspring of wisdom and experience and is known for her work of creating new paradigm relationships. I'm excited to have her here sharing with us today. Welcome, Anaya.
Hi, Katie. Thank you so much for bringing me on your show.
Absolutely. It's my honor. I'm excited for you to be sharing some information and your wealth of wisdom with us today. And I, can you start out telling us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do?
Well, I'm forever shape-shifting, like all of us. At the moment, I am concentrating mostly on something called Sacred Body Awakening for Women, which is a hands-on, erotic, and tender touch that includes the healing of the inner child, the healing of the adult woman, and the bringing in truly and authentically a divine and wholesome goddess energy. My partner Pete works with their beloveds, their brothers, their men, their husbands, and helps prepare men for what it could look like as their lady goes through this process.
Wow.
And then with Pete, we work together to bring through the values and the virtues and the graces of going into sacred marriage, you know, really going into that conscious, erotic, and holy relationship.
Wow, that's such important work. I'm so inspired by just listening to that. I think that's so important, how much that would change relationships in the world with that enlightenment. So let's talk a little bit about so the relationship side of it. And I know that you are really known for kind of creating that new model of a relationship and what that looks like. So with your clients, what do you work with helping them kind of adjust the way that they see relationships now and kind of working into building something totally new and healthy that's really a natural feeling for them right away?
Well, I would say our greatest teaching tool is, in fact, myself and Pete, and our transparent openness, because we two are obviously on this journey as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we not only do we offer our wisdom, but we also offer our sort of deep sincerity and friendship and sort of like community spiritness. Because there is no model for this, Katie. You know, there's a few of us like myself, and I, you know, I know other men and women across the planet. You know, they have a sniff of this fragrance. They've got like a hint. They've had a glimpse of this energy. But no one is, in fact, doing it, and no one really knows what it is. That's myself. But that doesn't stop me talking about the little fragrance and the little glimpse I do have. And so as I and Pete go on this journey together, you know, we get through such familiar territory that we know all men and women and women and women and men are experiencing. And so we sort of like feed back to them and say, oh, by the way, this could be on the horizon. You know, this is a very typical obstacle when looking to deepen your trust or expand your love or, you know, work on your inner child.
Leading by example.
Yeah. With such humor and transparency. So it's not at all, there are areas it's very serious. Of course it is. And deeply, deeply compassionate. But my God, we have a lot of fun with it as well.
That's great.
It's so recognizable.
Yeah. So what would you say in a relationship with, you know, our topic throughout this summit is, you know, all areas of just self-confidence and self-trust and self-image and self-acceptance and self-love. So, you know, for some of our listeners, that's dealing with them just individually for themselves. And with some of our listeners, that bleeds into their relationships, if they're married or in a relationship. So what do you see as the connection there within a relationship and the levels of trust or distrust and where that kind of connects to actually yourself and your own self-love and self-acceptance?
I was reading something this morning, actually, about how the first step, whether it's with yourself or in a relationship, needs to be the creation and maintenance of safety. From a place of safety, that is when we can start trusting. And once we start trusting, then we can actually start loving. This is very interesting. I find this very interesting because I've been on a path of self-love for the best part of 20 years, thinking, you know, love came first, then trust, and that gave you a feeling of safety. But this morning, reading this, that little, you know, step one, two, and three got flipped on its head, and I went, you know, now that I'm older and wiser, I realize safety first. That gives me a feeling of trust. Then I can really authentically love.
So when you talk about safety, you're talking about like as your own, as a single person, that you have to feel safe within yourself in order to lead to the trust and the love.
Absolutely. And for me to feel safe, I need to be in or very closely aware of my soul. So without the sense of my soul, I feel a little bit like an island in a big, big ocean, especially if those emotions are rolling in. But if I've got a sense of my goodness, you know, my light, my, you know, my big old sacred heart, then I can pretty much face anything.
So really, when you say connecting with your soul, it's at that base level of really getting to know yourself.
Yes. And your light, you know, your essence, your vibration, who you really are when you stop thinking and stop sending yourself, you know, left and right, but when you become still and centered, your true, pure essence. To me, that's soul, and that brings me a lot of comfort.
So that's such an interesting, I think, message, because for a lot of people, it seems like that love is the answer to their problems. If I just had a loving relationship, if I just had someone to love me, then I would be happy and confident. And you see that doesn't work. You see relationship after relationship that people jump into that looking for all their answers and their self-worth to come from that. And then they find themselves feeling empty still, like, okay, well, that didn't fulfill me. That didn't answer all of my problems. So a lot of times the relationship gets blamed for that, and you go on from relationship to relationship looking for this fulfillment that really has to start with you. Otherwise, you'll never find it anywhere else.
I've absolutely seen that person, Katie.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm quite well versed to be able to say this with great authenticity. This safety has only ever been found when I'm close to my soul and when you're in this sacred type of relationship. We call it closing the back door. It's a terminology that myself and Pete talk about. When you're entering these sacred relationships, you have to energetically close the back door. And that might be, you know, secretly interacting with ex-partners, you know, telling half-truths rather than whole truths, you know, losing yourself online or in Facebook or in your work. You know, all those places where you're not fully, fully present and available in the relationship, that's not going to let you feel, you're not going to feel safe. And so when the relationship is growing like a little green shoot, the two partners really show up and say, you know what, I'm going to make this relationship trust safe for you and safe for me. And so you talk about what makes you feel safe. You make a little list and then you do it. And then once the relationship is strong and grounded, you can adjust those safety measures if you want to.
Interesting. Wow. So really, in order to do that, in order, like you said, to show up in your external marriage, that has to start somewhere with you. I mean, it has to start on the inside. You can't just, you have to know what you're asking your partner for, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So how would you recommend to kind of start digging into, first of all, we have to build this trust within ourselves. So what kind of barriers would you say that some of our listeners would be dealing with, especially going, okay, well, how do I do that? How do I start feeling safe with myself? I mean, maybe they have piles of stuff they have to work through. Maybe they have a little less, but what would be a way for them to kind of start seeing things in their life and themselves that they need to start kind of clearing in order to get in touch with themselves to start that first step of safety?
Well, what I do, I'm a very visual person. So when I'm laying in bed at last thing at night or first thing in the morning, I say to myself, I want to go to the chamber of my soul. Because I live in France, that's very easy. I just imagine Chartres Cathedral. This cathedral is absolutely stunning. It's got cobalt blue stained glass windows. So as far as I'm concerned, that's my little safe space. So it's just me in there, no tourists. It's, smelling of frankincense. It's very mystical. There's a white dove flying around, which represents my interpretation of the god or the goddess. So you've got to have a little symbol of god or goddess in there with you too. So that might be...
Why is that important for our listeners, just so they understand why that's important to have in there?
So that you have a lovely feeling of divinity being there with you. Your divine parent, your source, this is where you come from. So, the bigger picture, a sense of the bigger picture and bigger, wider connectedness.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So there I am, sat cross-legged in the nave, enjoying my sacred soul, my container. And then, and I can feel that within this place, all my resources can be met. All of my love, all of my success, good merits with the sacred body awakening, joy and fulfillment with the work I'm doing with Pete, connectedness with my family, connectedness with the animals. So it's kind of like sitting in a paradise. Everything is great with the world. And then what I do when I'm ready, then I ask for a problem or a circumstance to come into the cathedral, something that I'm really, really experiencing as a human. And so it walks in like a tourist. And then I ask for the light of the stained glass windows to really shine on the problem so that I can really see it for what it is. And because I feel safe, I'm not afraid of it. Even if it's like a ginormous, midlife crisis or something, which is where I am at the moment, by the way. An enormous problem can come in. And the light from the soul literally bathes the problem. And you start to see it for what it is, the mechanics of it. It's past, it's present, it's future. You start to unravel it, untie it.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're in that lovely, wonderful refuge, nothing is frightening. You just get to see it for what it is. And then, I promise you, Katie, then things change on the outside. You come out of your meditation, you feel strengthened because you're being resourced by the light of your own soul. You go back into human life, and it's just not as scary or as troublesome or as depleting as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take the symbolic of the soul with you. You can... if you have to go and pick your kids up from school, you take this sort of Chartres cathedral essence with you. So it just becomes second nature.
Yeah. So that's really, that whole process is really kind of about facing your fears. I mean, in a sense, right? It's like looking what you're afraid of and these issues and this, how did I end up here kind of feeling. and looking them in the face and saying, okay, I see you, I recognize you, and I'm choosing not to be afraid of you anymore.
That's right.
And that's really where you start to become feeling safe, because now you're not afraid. You're not running from all of these things or hiding from all of these things. Is that kind of what you would say is what's happening there in that process?
Yes. And it's also great for decision-making choices. So if you have a big decision coming up, take it to the inner chamber of the soul and simply say, which choice is going to serve me better? And you will so spot it. It's so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which direction is going to serve this soul connection that I have the most? Is it this?
Mm-hmm.
Energy goes down. Is it this? Cathedral gets lighter. Ah, oh, yes, it's this. This is the right choice. And you just know it. You feel it.
Yeah. So once you build that place of safety where you're no longer feeling that constant fear of what you're dealing with and your fears of, you know, where you are and what's going on in your life, your next step is to kind of build that into a feeling of trust. Now, is that trust, I'm sure there's two levels of it, because we're talking about, you know, internally dealing with this and then also bringing it into your external relationship or just future relationships. So that trust, I would imagine, is that you're building that with yourself first to really be able to say, okay, I see these fears and now I need to trust myself to be able to handle them or fix them or deal with them. Is that kind of where that would start with the trust as far as your internal relationship goes?
Exactly. Yeah, you begin to trust yourself, your choices, your decisions, your steps. You begin to feel your own integrity, authenticity. And then when you take that to the relationship, there's going to be times when there's crisis. There is most definitely going to be painful and tender moments. But when you have your trust, you can trust that you might not like this, but you trust that this sensation or this circumstance is there for your own good. Because you've got your safety on board, you trust yourself, you are becoming a person of integrity, a person of commitment, and fully showing up for yourself and fully showing up for your relationship. In comes the circumstance, you don't like it, it doesn't feel good, but you can trust, you know what, by the time this is ended, this is going to serve me greatly.
Yeah.
And this is so
then,
safe.
So,
oh my God,
yeah.
This totally sucks, but I'm willing to go through it with you.
So that then leads into talking, you know, more towards the internal part of it. That leads into you being able to start loving yourself, because now you feel safe, you trust yourself, and now you can truly embrace and love yourself for who you are instead of being afraid of that.
Yes, exactly right. Mm. And also, again, you know, love bubbles out to your partner, because, you know, you're going through a trial. And instead of arguing and bitching, and there will be arguments and bitching, but when you're not, there's this lovely feeling of companionship and loyalty and, you know, arm in arm, we're going to get through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so, so amazing, just the idea of relationship like that. And you putting it this way is, in my mind, makes it so clear that there's this safety, trust, and love that has to happen, but there's two levels of it. You have to do it for yourself first. You have to feel safe for yourself, trust yourself, and love yourself, because without those, you can't bring that into a relationship. And so instead, you bring into a relationship fear and distrust and lack of love for yourself and for your partner, even though you don't know that right away. And so that idea of being able to feel that safety within yourself and being able to trust yourself and love yourself, and then having that safety in your relationship with your partner to be able to say, I feel safe here with you, and I trust you with my fears and with my secrets, and to have that unconditional love that you say, I love myself, and therefore I am able to love you more and trust you more. That connection there is huge for relationships that I think is so amazing for you to bring that up and kind of lay it out that way for our listeners. I think that's just, you can see that. I'm sure listeners, are, you know, right now they're thinking, oh my gosh, like, yes, I do. I can feel my fears and that I don't trust myself or love myself. And how in the world can I bring anything of that into a relationship if I don't have it for myself?
Yeah. that was the same as me. I totally forgot about the safety piece. I was just going around self-loving. loving. It used to just kind of like spill out and leak out because there was no container. There was no like safe container. Now I'm beginning to understand this a little bit more.
Wow. And I love to, and I'd love to talk a little bit more about, you know, this part of it, which I know we've touched on, but that idea of really, through all of that, being able to be your authentic self. That this isn't about pretending to be somebody or pretending like, okay, I'm pretending like I'm safe and I have everything under control and I'm not afraid of anything, because that's not reality. You know, we all have fears. We all have, you know, we all have distrust. And like you said, it doesn't mean you're going to have this perfect relationship where you never argue. You know, you're going to have things creep up in your life and more challenges. And so I'd love to talk a little bit more about that process that you work with your clients about being able to really, you know, connect with yourself, but even deeper than that, like really being able to cultivate who you are and being your authentic self. Because again, in a relationship, you want to bring in who you really are, your authentic self, and all of the beauty and the flaws that come with that.
Yes, yes. So I always say to the ladies, because I don't know if you're a big social media person, I suspect that you are, but in my circles, there's a lot of ladies running around calling themselves goddesses and high priestesses of this, that, and the other. And they are. But they are also mortal women, and they also have an inner child. So I say to the ladies, we must never forget about this trinity, this threefold aspect. Yes, we're downloading. Yes, we're receiving mystical wisdom. Yes, the goddess has handpicked us for X, Y, and Z, but we're also mortal and human and normal, and we have concerns about our safety and our home and our money and our family connections, and we also have an inner child that probably didn't have the greatest of childhoods. And all of this is part of your authentic self. Usually we think that the goddess is the authentic self. I am this glorious divine being that is channeling X, Y, and Z. That's only a third of it. Your authentic self is also a very simple and ordinary and normal man or woman on the surface of the earth, and the inner child, the inner little girl, the inner little boy, and all of its upsets, and all of its distrusts, and all of its unworthiness, that too is your authenticity.
So really embracing all of that. So, you know, don't feel that you have to be a certain, you know, be mature, or be this or be that, and all that pressure of who you're supposed to be, but just really embracing all of it. You don't have to be just one thing. You have all of these parts of you. And your history is part of you, and your future is part of you, and really embracing all of it, which I love that message, because I think that's one thing that, you know, you deal with feeling confident and feeling, you know, like you loving yourself, is being able to appreciate your journey, you know, where you've been and who you are, and don't look at it like, oh, I wish that I had done this, or I wish I was that, or I wish I was more this, or I wish I hadn't done that. And instead, looking at that as part of who you are in a positive way, that is your journey that has brought you here today. And that's beautiful. That's who you are. You can't just want to wash away all of that's brought you to being the amazing person that you are here today.
Yeah. That's it.
So good. So,
but there's one more thing, Katie. It's a thin line. There's a thin line, especially now, I would say, in this sort of 2016 period. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, I don't know if anyone else is feeling it, but for myself and all the beings I hang out with, there is most definitely this acceleration going on. You know, everyone was bracing themselves for the 2012 meltdown. Well, I don't know about you, but nothing happened this end in Europe, I can tell you. But as for 2016, there is an increasing and obvious speeding up and opening up process. So I would say with the inner child and all of our sorrows and woes, for goodness sake, we must give airtime to these aspects of being. But I would say, not to overindulge. And I'm saying that because I can do that, basically. Get a little bit lost in the old story and just go for it, go for it, go for it. Whereas if I use my wisdom and say, okay, have I released this emotion cleanly now? Yes. Okay, great. Stop telling the story. Because it's so easy to just start retelling it again half an hour later. And I do, like all of us, I really do think we are being called with great mercy and great tenderness, but we are being called urgently by the goddess or by God, whatever, it makes no difference to me, to really flipping grow up and become mature ASAP. Because I'm sure there's a great shift on the horizon. In fact, we're probably midway through it. So let's just release those emotions cleanly, powerfully, and with great maturity, and just move on to the next step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good message. I mean, I agree that, like you said, that sense of staying there and wallowing in that, you also want to move on and mature from that. So that's perfect. So as we start to wrap up here, I just want to give you the opportunity to just kind of leave our listeners with just kind of a word of advice, one thing that when they end the call with us today that they can walk away with as a first step of what they could start to do today after listening to this to kind of start really being able to build that that relationship with themselves, to be able to really radiate confidence and love themselves and start to work on that safety, trust, and love. What would be your first step that you would leave them with?
I would say, beloved listeners, find within your house or garden your safe place, where you're going to come to time and time again every day if you can, whether it's a position on the sofa, your own bed, some sort of sun lounger in the garden. Where are you going to start building up this safe place where you go and resource yourself from the absolute beauty of your own soul?
So good. I love that. Yeah. So Anaya, I know you also had a gift that you wanted to share with our listeners today. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yes, I've actually changed my mind since speaking, Katie.
Okay, great.
I'm going to do a transmission for the creation of the soul container. So this little journey I explained earlier about how I go into Chartres Cathedral, I'm actually going to record it for your listeners. It's going to be a guided meditation for them to go on this inner journey. And it will be set to music. It will be, you know, nice spoken word. So it will be literally a meditation or a journey, how to connect with your soul and create a safe container.
Awesome. That's amazing. I can't wait to check that out. That sounds great. Anaya, thank you so much. Yes. Yeah, I love it. I think that's perfect. That's for especially what we were talking about today. I think that's a perfect match, and everybody's really excited about that. So thank you for sharing that with our listeners. And you can get that free gift in the email that linked you to our interview here today, and it'll lead you right to that amazing gift that Anaya just shared with us. Anaya, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been amazing and a pleasure.
Same here, Katie. Absolutely. Likewise.
And to all of our listeners today, thank you so much for showing up for yourself, and we will see you again tomorrow on Radiate Confidence.